Hello everybody and welcome to this tutorial. Today we will be importing custom chains of proxies. Now I have done literally no prep work for this deliberately because I want to see if I encounter any problems by doing this the first time around on Kali Linux, and if I do I want to resolve them here together with you, because if I encounter them chances are that you will encounter them as well. So automatically you will know how to solve them. But I don't predict any special problems here. This should be fairly straightforward. So let's just go and type in free socks 5 proxies and see if we can find any for ourselves. So socks proxies, free socks 5 and socks 4 proxy lists. Let's see what this website has to offer. Excellent. So we have a lot of these things here that we can use, anonymity, anonymous. I suppose they all claim that they're anonymous, but that's really questionable. So you want to be using, generally want to be using proxies in countries that have a good reputation for not sharing your private browsing information or something like that. So the countries that do have a good reputation with that, well, China doesn't share much with anybody else. Russia doesn't do that either. There is Netherlands as well. If they have Netherlands here, that would be awesome, because Netherlands has fantastic privacy policies in terms of information, in terms of personal user information. And Germany is also not bad. So those are some of the countries which you can use that are fantastic in terms of privacy. They will not share your traffic with pretty much anyone, or so they say, or so they claim. But yeah, who will you trust? That is completely up to you. But again, it doesn't really matter that much to you, primarily because most of the work that we're doing here, or should I say all of the work that we're doing here, is white hat, and all of it is legal. So you can use any of these to simulate a real attack, and even if you can find, if you can reverse tracks and find yourself, it's still okay as long as you are using some sort of a proxy to give real-time circumstances and encounter real-time problems. Also to circumvent firewalls and so on, because if you want to see Netflix or something like that, you will need a proxy in the United States. Most likely you won't be able to do it with a proxy, or you will be, but you will need a really good one. Rather, instead you will need a VPN. Anyway, without further ado, you have an IP address here, which we will need. You have a port number here. We won't need this. We won't need this. And we will need a version. So we'll need a version. I'm so surprised. Okay, there are multiple pages for this. So actually, let's see if there are any proxies from Netherlands. Nope, there is. Netherlands is not even listed here. It doesn't exist. Okay, never mind. I'm sure that it does exist on some other websites. I have seen them, and I am inclined to use them primarily because they're good policies. But for our purpose today, it's truly irrelevant. So let's just go ahead and select the first 5 from the list. So I need to copy this, open up my terminal, and let's just make our screen convenient so we can do a ton load of copy-pasting. There we go. Just do this, and let's grab the Firefox browser. Just expand it accordingly. Excellent. So I have everything that I need. I have port number, version, and the IP address. I need to expand the terminal a little bit to gain on size. Excellent. Clear the screen for any inconveniences. Nano slash Etsy. Oops. Etsy. Yep, Etsy, proxychains.conf. Make sure that dynamic is selected and that everything else is commented out. Go scroll down to the bottom and let's go. Now we need to specify our proxy chains. Go ahead and start typing. Anything special we need to know here? Nope. Type of host port, user values. Nope, doesn't specify anything special. Let's just go ahead and type in, you don't need to use capital letters, just so you know, so socks 5, this first one, is it? Yep, it is socks 5, and paste the IP address, bit of a longer IP address. Let's just go ahead and add tabs here to be on the safe side, so that all is neatly done and sorted. So it's 33169, 33169. Press enter. So socks 5, tab. What is the next one? And the next one is 9480. Paste it, tabify it, and the port number is 1080. So 1080. Let's take the next one, which is, just need to do this a bit faster. So socks, oops, sorry, this one is actually socks 4. And the next one is actually socks 5. So tab. As you can see, it's a fairly simple process. I mean, there's nothing really special that you need to do here. Just create a list which you will end up using. I can assure you that like more than half of these proxies do not work. Not because I can see some information on the screen that you can, but rather instead because I've had experiences with such proxies and they generally do not tend to work. But enough of them works for you to be able to anonymize yourself to a good extent. So it's, the next one is 1806, 1806, and 0. Make sure you get the ports right, because if you get a wrong port, your connections will be dropped by default on that IP address, and you'll think that the proxy is malfunctioning or something like that, but it's not. It's just you typing in a wrong port. So again, we have socks 5 and an IP address here. So what is the port number? 1080 again. You will see that some port numbers have been standardized and they are just rolling, they're repeating. You don't need to do that much thinking there. Press enter. I just want to separate them from these. And let's go ahead, control. Oops, no. Sorry. No, I can just save it, doesn't matter. Nope, I don't want a different name. Conf. Excellent. Messed up that with the name. Okay, so let's exit Nano. Expand our beloved terminal, the holy grail of power. Type in pretty much the same thing as we typed in the previous tutorials. Proxy chains Firefox www.duckduckgo.com. So just keep in mind that you can type in any URL here, and as long as it's valid, it will open it. So let's just go ahead and see what happens. Press enter. Nothing. Literally nothing. What happened? It even didn't even start proxy chains with it. Why not? Well, you need to close the browser first, and we unfortunately had this list open that continuously keeps changing as well. And that's a problem, because you cannot have Firefox open and then start it again with through proxy chains. You need to close it completely, make sure that it is completely closed. I can see nothing in my working menu down there, down at the bottom of the screen. And let's try again. Same thing. See, now it's taking a bit longer. As soon as you see that something flies through with proxy chains, using proxies, that's really fast, you know that something is wrong, because there's no way it's going to be fast. So what do we got here? Timed out. Again, we have timed outs, and it's a dynamic chain, so it's trying to go through all of them, but it's skipping those that are not functional, and you never want, I mean, at the beginning stages, a long time ago, I was like, I'm going to use 50 proxies and I'm going to be completely anonymous. No. I wasn't even able to load the basic of sites or issue even the basic of requests with that. You need to keep it low in terms of proxies depending on their speed. Excellent. So hopefully one of them is going to pass and one of them is going to work. This is one way of looking at it and trying to figure it out. Another way is just looking at the screen and see what's happening here. So I'm just waiting for one of them said okay, but it needs to go and try all the others out as well before it can actually verify what is it that it's going to use in order to open this site up. Hopefully it's not going to take too much time. So you see, we have all of these timeouts and only one of them was okay. Which one was okay? DNS response duckduckgo.com. There we go. It should be open now. No, it is not. This was just a DNS response. Is not exist. Have I mistyped this? Duckduckgo? No, I don't believe I have. Okay, it's formulating a request again through different series. Come on, please succeed. Excellent. This one didn't succeed. Well, now it has. DNS response is duckduckgo.com is 50.18.192.250. Have you opened it? Please tell me you have. No, you have not. Okay, we gotta wait a bit longer. And this is the sad reality of using proxies. If I have used one or two, this would have been a lot simpler. But I just wanted to make a point here and show you you're not gonna get anywhere if you're using a lot of free proxies. And imagine scanning like 100 hosts using proxy chains like this, and this would be the amount of time that it would take to even load a basic website. Imagine how long a scan would take. It would take forever. Okay, so finally, it is requesting information on port 443. As you can see, all of the above communication was attempting to get a response from the DNS server. We still haven't even look, by this point, this is how much information has been processed before we even started, to load the duckduckgo.com. As you can see by the port names, it's 53. The 53 are DNS ports. And if we go down below, you can see that finally, I'm looking for port 443 somewhere around here. I swear I saw it a moment ago. To 1080, that's a proxy port. This is a proxy port as well. 53, again, DNS resolution port. Yep, there we go. 443 has begun here. It's still loading it. I wonder, has it opened it? Yep, there we go. It is up and running. The site is functional, but it has taken us a lot of time to open it using a lot of free proxies. So stick to 2 or 3 at max, and it should work. And stick with the ones that have the best grades, reviews, and so on. Stick with the ones that have the greatest uptime as well. That's one of the routes that you can take. In any case, I bid you farewell, and I hope to see you in the next tutorial.